This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 590. You're not as good a leader as you think you are. And four characteristics of a toxic workplace and how to avoid them. Both by Molly Fletcher of mollyfletcher.com. And I'm Dan, and I'm your host and narrator here. Welcome to the show where I read to you every single day from some of the very best blogs that we can find on entrepreneurship. And it is a special day here on the show because we've got a new author for you, someone we've never had on Optimal Startup Daily before. And I'm going to start out by sharing two of her articles with you. So I will tell you all about Molly Fletcher right after the posts. But for now, let's get right to them as we optimize your life. You're not as good a leader as you think you are. By Molly Fletcher of mollyfletcher.com. One of the biggest leadership challenges is ego. Do you surround yourself with people who let you slide or hold you accountable? Everyone needs accountability, especially the gifted leaders who think they don't. Leaders need a healthy ego. Recently, I dove into the book Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday and got a ton of insight into the problem and solutions. Holiday writes, quote, "Early in our careers, ego impedes learning and the cultivation of talent. With success, it can blind us to our faults and so future problems. In failure, it magnifies each blow and makes recovery more difficult. At every stage, ego holds us back." End quote. So how do you reverse that and do the things you really need to do as a great leader with humility? Here are 13 basic rules to follow for a healthy leadership ego. 1. Your reflection in our media-saturated culture is not real. Social media, reality TV, and other self-promotions make us think we're more important than we are. People who are truly successful are, quote, "less invested in the story they tell about their own specialness," end quote. Holiday continues, "they are liberated to accomplish the world-changing work they've set out to achieve." 2. Success in one area doesn't guarantee you will dominate another. The more success you have, the more you think you can do everything else well. The more competitive the industry, sports and politics come to mind, the more you see the false assumption that successful leadership translates across fields. Great leaders pause, assess, and seek wise counsel so they can ensure they have clarity and humility for the new road. 3. Don't rest on your laurels. You think you've made it? That's a problem. The best leaders never think this. They stay curious, always looking for growth and new possibilities for themselves and their team. 4. Learn from others. From literature to philosophy to history, countless talented people reach the highest levels of power and success by conquering their own egos. The Ego Book mentions Bill Belichick, Katharine Graham, George Marshall, Jackie Robinson, and Eleanor Roosevelt. 5. Remind yourself of what's beyond yourself. 6. Own your ownership. When your team falls short, ask, "what didn't you do to prepare them?" And 7. Value pushback. As a leader, I want my people to tell me how they feel and know that I will really listen. One team member attends my keynotes periodically and provides feedback that cuts through the positives to pinpoint little areas for improvement. It's easy to get comfortable with the feedback you want to hear. Make sure you have people who give you the feedback you need to hear. That's how you get better. Find people like this and keep them near. In Fearless at Work, I describe how to build new habits of leadership by trading old ways of thinking and behaving for new ones. These small shifts over time create a big impact for leaders who want to achieve a healthy ego. A fearless leader trades defensiveness for curiosity. A fearless leader trades insecurity for authenticity. A fearless leader trades status for legacy. A fearless leader trades entitlement for humility. A fearless leader trades excuses for accountability. And a fearless leader trades perfection for productivity. Your game changer takeaway. Becoming a vital, compassionate leader involves checking your ego. Good leaders think they are all that. Great leaders have the awareness of their true value and achieve greater results because their ego doesn't rule them. Use these rules to establish a healthy leadership ego. 4 Characteristics of a Toxic Workplace and How to Avoid Them by Molly Fletcher of mollyfletcher.com. One of my favorite parts of my job is getting inside the heads and hearts of the companies and organizations I visit. Every company has its own unique culture, and a lot of leaders I talk to are in the midst of trying to transform their company culture. No one thrives in a toxic workplace, but how do we avoid getting there in the first place? Here are four behaviors that contribute to a toxic workplace and how you can avoid these common pitfalls. 1. Not celebrating success. A friend of mine had a boss who simply never got excited about anything. Whether she won a big client, closed a big deal, or exceeded sales goals, there was never a celebration. Her boss was too afraid that the team would immediately think the huge new deal would mean more money for the company. Ergo, the employees would want more money and ask for a raise. The boss was so focused on the bottom line, he didn't see the morale buzz kill he was causing. Celebrate the wins, big and small. 2. No trust. A lack of trust in the workplace is extremely toxic. If the boss doesn't trust the team to get the job done, most likely the job will never get done. If employees aren't trusted to fulfill their roles, they'll start losing confidence and productivity will decrease. Managers need to trust they have the right person in the right role. If not, maybe it's time for a tough conversation. A true leader cannot be involved in every company decision. They hire the right people and let them make decisions so their time can be used effectively elsewhere. If they fail, they can learn and grow from their own mistakes. To avoid a lack of trust in the workplace, become a better communicator. If you're having trouble with an employee's work, tell them. Don't do it for them. This will quickly spiral downward into an environment where there is zero trust. 3. Afraid of change. Have you ever heard the adage, the 7 most expensive words in business are, "We have always done it that way"? Most people who respond that way are afraid of change. Yes, there are merits to methods that are tried and true, but only if you are constantly looking at what could be done differently and how it could be improved. After all, the only thing constant in life is change. To battle this fear of change, it's important to own your fears and communicate them with your team or boss. After that, become involved in the change if you can, and most importantly, keep doing your job. As you focus on working and keeping an open line of communication with your team, you'll better handle changes as they come. And 4, all business all the time. It's important to keep a level of separation between your professional life and personal life, but at the same time, we spend most of our waking hours with the people we work with, and like it or not, your colleagues will get to know the whole you. If your employee or colleague's child or parent is sick, ask about it. People want to know that you care about them. Poet Maya Angelou said it best, quote, "People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel," end quote. When people feel supported and understood, they're more likely to stay engaged and motivated at work. Your game changer takeaway. Are any of these underlying causes of toxic workplaces creeping into your company culture? Be intentional about making a shift. Celebrate the big successes at the office and also the little ones. It's great for both morale and employee engagement. Trust your employees to do their jobs and then get out of their way. Embrace change, but if you can't embrace it, accept it. Most importantly, remember to treat colleagues as the human beings they are. And if these characteristics remind you of your workplace, do what you can to fix it, or be ready to make a big change of your own. You just listened to the posts titled, "You're Not as Good a Leader as You Think You Are," and 4 Characteristics of a Toxic Workplace and How to Avoid Them, both by Molly Fletcher of mollyfletcher.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And as I mentioned at the start of the show, I'd like to welcome Molly to the Optimal family. She is a brand new author for this show. Molly is a trailblazer in every sense of the word, a rare talent of business wisdom, relationship brilliance, and unwavering optimism. As a popular keynote speaker, she shares the unconventional techniques that helped her thrive as one of the first female sports agents in the high-stakes and big-ego world of professional sports, and now as a successful entrepreneur. The Molly Fletcher Company inspires leaders, teams, and organizations to kickstart growth. To access more great articles and content from Molly, simply head over to her website, mollyfletcher.com, which I have linked in this episode's description. But that's going to do it for today. I thank you so much for being here and for listening all the way through, and I'll be back here with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.